The verses that we read in Philippians link, no doubt, very well to the verses in Judges, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. The thought that we have with no king in Israel, every man doing that which is right in his own eyes, we've seen that the rights of God weren't recognized. What I want to bring out is, and it's striking, that for the children of Israel in that day, it was a matter of faith to recognize God as their king. The condition that we have at the end of Judges, or in Judges, and continuing then in Ruth, is that there was a lack of faith. We've heard that God is a God of supply. But if faith is lacking, then we're going to find the conditions of famine are ripe to come in. And so as we look here to the question of restoration, the condition that allows for the failure starts with a lack of faith. And as a result, when I am no longer looking to Christ by faith to meet my need in the various circumstances, we find everyone, as it says, looking around to find their own way, their own path. And as we know with the children of Israel, they wanted to be like the nations around them. They did not want to be identified with Christ. How sad. But if these are the conditions for the setting of our study, what we've already said is, are these the conditions amongst us today? And so the question amongst us today is there a need for restoration? The question is, why? Is there a lack of faith and belief amongst us? If there is, what are we doing? Are we pursuing our own course? And if we are, where is that course bringing us? Because we've been reminded with Elimelech, that course led to his death.